Simon and Kufta Zion and Kufta Dichet. Mendy Saperstein came home for a surprise. It was Rosh Chodesh Adar last week. And his wife totally forgot it's his birthday. So he says, we're going out for supper. They went out for supper. And he ate Kamosha Tariq, all you could eat, all you can eat. He was quite full by the time he finished. And then he remembered that he had a chasana. Remember the chasana goes? So he pops into the chasana. Bad timing. Really bad timing. The worst possible time that it could be. Right by benching. Not in the middle of a meal, not after the meal, not by famish. He's going to be in there for the long haul. So what is he going to do for the next 25 minutes till he finish benching? He walks over to a table, finds two people sitting there, and he decides to be mitzarf. Eat a little bit. What else is there to do if you're bored? So he decides to eat a little bit. So he sits down. Can I join? And he gets these funny glances. The two guys at the table. No, maybe not. Maybe you should. Is there a problem eating here? Okay. Sit down. Sits down. Eats his ice cream. And by the time he's finished, they already finished the Dvaya Servai Gam Chorein, Rabbi Stan Volvention. And by the time he finishes his food, they're already finished. And he was in the middle of food. He was in the middle of eating, as was his friends. And they want to bench together. Can they bench together? Or can they not bench together? And not only that, it was Rosh Chodesh. One of the guys didn't know Yalav Yalav by heart. So he needed his friend to be waiting. Can he be waiting or not? And what is the guy supposed to answer to the Zvai Yisrael Gvam Chorin? And not only that, was the guy that sat down to join the Suda, was he supposed to make a brach on his ice cream after he was full or not? So the lachazar as follows. Wow. What a story. Mendy Saperstein, he did it again. Just to bring out the halachas. What's the halachas that come out? A person that comes in, first of all, a person that's full by a suda, and then he eats another suda afterwards, says Mishnah Brura. If it's achila gasa, you don't make it a bracha rishon and bracha achrenim. However, if you're nene from it, then he says you do make a bracha rishon, and it's not, if it's nafshei kotol there, ve'in a nene grenoi, then you don't make a bracha. But if it's not a grenoi, Rav chala b'sima shchiach, the Gemara Megillah says, there's always room for ice cream, but mainly you make a bracha rishon, you make a bracha achrenim. Now, this guy, to answer the Vaya Serv Gam Chorein, what do you answer when they're saying Rabbi Stein of Reich? If you didn't eat with them b'chlal, the lacha is b'yishas loy. Anytime you come into, you hear people saying Zimun, you're supposed to answer Baruch Umvarech Shemoy Tomid Lo'ilam Void. That's if you have three people. The guy says Rabbi Stein of Reich, Yishem Hashem of Reich, Rishus Marnam Rabbi Stein of Reich, Shachan Mishaloy. What do you answer? If you didn't eat, you say Baruch Umvarech Shemoy Tomid Lo'ilam Void. That's if you only have three people. If there's 10 people, Baruch Umvarech Shemai, Baruch Alikinu, Baruch Shemai, Tami Lein Lavoid. And if it's by a chasana, Shasimcha B'Marina, you added it at the end. That's if you didn't eat anything. If you did eat something, then it really depends what you ate. If you ate a kezayis, or you drank a revius, then you could already say Shachalnu. If you drank water, then you can't be mitzdarif. It's a machlaikis. It sounds like the Nesiyah of the Mishnah Berurah is that you can't be mitzdarif. It's not enough to consider Shachalnu. And to say Alikinu, if you just drank any drink, says Mishnah Berurah, it's not gonna. You can't do either. To be maskir shem Hashem, even though shti is b'chal achila, that's not enough to say alakenu. So you wouldn't say. In other words, if you ate b'atzem, then you could just say baruch shachanu mishalei v'tzvei chayinu. It's only when you didn't eat, then you have to say this b'yishas lai. B'yishas lai. Beis vav shin tav lamid vav. Remember this. Always be in your back pocket. Baruch nevaruch shmoi tami loy lavoy. That way you come into the chasana, that's what you're saying. Nevarach shachana mishalai, baruch, well, you have to say lekenu, nevarach shemoy tamri lo'in lavoyed, shasim chum emoyna. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, could this guy be mitzarf? So it depends really when he ate. If he already ate, he could say baruch shachana mishalai. If he didn't eat, then he says baruch shemoy tamri. Now, this guy wants to be mitzarf to the two guys that are sitting by the table. Could he be mitzarf with them or not? So two guys are eating pots, be'etzem, a third guy that's eating garek, is a machlekes whether or not he's mitzarf, he's not mitzarf. Therefore, lechatchila, maybe you definitely shouldn't give him something yarek, says the Mechaber. You shouldn't give him yarek to be mitzdar, because you're shooting yourself in the foot, maybe getting yourself into a problem of whether or not you could be mitzdamin or not. Therefore, it's not so pashit that he should maybe sit down and join you. Are you going to have to make a zimun afterwards and not make a zimun?
if they're going to be still eating after the zimun of the chasana, they have to make their own zimun, they might have to make their own zimun. We'll have to see that actually. And you'll it's not so simple. A oichol yerek could be mitzaref to another two people. Only for sure for 10 people, 3 oichol yerek could be mitzaref. That's mefurish. But when you have 3 people and you have 1 oichol yerek, that's a machlokes. The chachila we try not to do that. Mishnah Berurah says, however, the minig is bizmanenu that we are mitzaref such a person. Even the chachila we're allowed to be mitzaref. So they could look at each other and give each other glances. But lemais, let the guy sit down and have ice cream and be mitzaref. Now, if he has a kezayis, you get ready to be mitzaref. You have to have at least a kezayis to be mitzaref, and they can make a zimun together. Now, if one guy wants to be mitzi the other guy, the lach is lechatchila. If the guy doesn't know, yalav yom by heart, you want to be mitzi with the whole benching. Now, lechatchila, one guy who had kedei tzviya, only somebody that didn't have kedei tzviya, lechatchila should not be mitzi somebody that did have kedei tzviya. But the evid is certainly allowed to. And if you don't have another choice, you're certainly allowed to. Lechatchila, you should have, since the guy that did not have kedei tzviya is not chay midaraisa, and the guy that did have kedei tzviya is chay midaraisa, therefore lechatchila, he shouldn't be mitzvah, but certainly, but the avid, if there's no other choice, he doesn't have a bench, he doesn't know, v'chulu, 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 certainly he's allowed to, and certainly, but the avid in any erifin, he's certainly yotzei idei chavos.